And joining us now from London's lecturer of Coventry University, Mr. Kenneth Farrell. Mr. Farrell, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the recent description given by the United Nations with regards to the recent Saudi airstrike in Hodeidah.
Yes, I've been looking at the media coverage of this from around the world, and some of the eyewitness reports are absolutely horrifying. To paint a clearer picture for the viewers, 92 degrees of heat, because of the bombardment by the Saudis, there's no power, so people had to get outside just to get some air. And groups of women and children tried to escape this terrible heat, and the conditions they were in were what has been, slaughtered, according to the medics on the ground. It was a mid-morning slaughter of several children and women. We don't know the number yet, as you've just said. And the point of this is that this kind of action has been going on and on and on now for over 2 to 3 years. The Saudis are completely out of control. We know from previous reports and admissions by the US administration that there are United States Air Force members that are directing these bombing campaigns, and that the UK and France are also involved. Now, the question we have to ask is that if these foreign powers are in Saudi directing these actions, why are they targeting children? And I think the targeting of children and women is not an accident. People talk about collateral damage, but in fact, it's a way of putting the fear into the population. We have to remember the situation in Yemen. This was a popular uprising. And so the Saudis and their backers from Europe and from America are trying to make the rebels, as they're called, unpopular. And if they keep killing women and children, they're hoping that this will turn against the rebels. But we have to look into the background of this. I think there's been a call this morning again for peace talks. The United Nations itself could do a lot more than keeping reporting these atrocities. It could make a serious intervention. It could force action in terms of the peace talks and end these slaughters that we're seeing very regularly. Yemen is a very poor country. It was poor because of the result of colonialism and imperialism, and the foreign powers who are selling arms to the Saudis that are being used against women and children really need to look into their actions, their history, and stop the selling of these weapons, which are slaughtering innocent children.
Thank you very much, sir. Kenneth Farrell, lecturer of Coventry University, joining us from London.